commercial contracting week continues with the loyal handyman, Tim Horsch, is joining us. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Greg, this morning. How are you?
I'm good. Better question, what are you doing?
Well, I'm sitting here drinking my coffee, watching the birds, because I had to sit back at the office and talk to you this morning, but we're working steady. We haven't missed a beat through all this craziness.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Talk about your business, Tim.
Well, we're a full-service general contractor. Been in the business about 38 years. And we are known for high-end custom renovations, you know, commercial build-outs, new home construction. We design our homes from the ground up. So if it needs to be done, we're always looking for wonderful clients to work for.
So how has this COVID affected your plans here this spring?
Well, anytime we have our hands held back from, you know, creating revenue, it's never fun. But, you know, this is something new that we're all in together. And, you know, fortunately, we're in a good spot and have awesome clientele and, you know, a lot of work already in progress. So we're fortunate to stay, you know, working through being an essential contractor, having some projects tore apart that were, you know, in progress. So we're very blessed, for sure.
What's your advice for people that are looking to build, Tim?
People that are looking to build, you know, they should definitely get out and do their homework and, you know, look for that contractor that's, you know, best suited for their project. You know, that's what I tell everybody, to find a contractor that you like, one that's respected, one that has integrity and is transparent. You know, and if they're looking for somebody that's, you know, has design abilities or, you know, whatever suits their project, is, you know, just to do their diligence to the process.
What's, I guess it's hard to predict how business is shaping up for this spring with this COVID-19.
Well, you know, right now we've got plenty of projects on the books, and, you know, our phone's still ringing. People are still seemingly wanting to do projects. I mean, obviously the cost of goods is probably going to go up and, you know, and get harder to get. And, you know, everybody, when things get turned loose, I think Friday the governor's going to lift the restriction on construction. You know, a lot of the subs are all going to be wanted at the same place. You know, a lot of people have been just sitting idle. So, you know, I think it's going to be a busy summer, optimistically.
Yeah, what happens when that May 7th hits? Are supplies going to be short, Tim? What are you looking at?
Well, right now, I mean, I don't see anything being short, but I got a feeling that we might run into those struggles, you know, with businesses that have been shut down and, you know, their revenues shut down, and, you know, they might be a little slow to get going again, but I think we'll be fine. I think we'll get through it. We just might have a few hurdles.
What do you guys specialize in, Tim?
Well, we do a lot of lake home renovations, custom lake homes, second homes, new builds on the lake, commercial build out, you know, whether it's restaurants or dealerships or whatnot. But I always look for the client. I mean, fortunately, you know, we're a small company, and I always seek to work for the best clientele possible, so I can weed out what I might consider to be something that's not an attractive job for us to do. So we definitely look for clients that want quality, custom, you know, creative, innovative. That's our wheelhouse.
Uh-huh. No job too big or small?
Well, obviously, you know, we have the clever name, you know, the Loyal Handyman General Contracting, that my father coined back in the day, and I just thought, you know, that's kind of different, unique. People see the word handyman and they, you know, think we'll hang a picture, you know, change a light fixture or whatnot. But for the most part, people know who we are. You know, they look past that. So, you know, but we don't discriminate. If somebody's got a small job and we got time to do it, you know, I mean, we'll do it. In our business, every time we do a job, we're working ourselves out of work. So You got to keep people happy, whether it's a big project or a small one.
So talk about the commercial contractors. It's a good group, isn't it?
Yeah, from what I know, it sure is. There's a lot of great contractors in Jackson with a lot of integrity, and you know, have some good time behind them, and we're all you know, there's plenty of work to go around for sure to suit everybody.
Well, good to hear you're working, and hopefully everything cranks back up here pretty quick, Tim.
Yeah, like I said, we're working right now. We've got three jobs going right now, and we're fortunate that our people, you know, our team members are, you know, getting their paychecks every week, and you know, like I said, we're very blessed that we're in this situation. I know there's a lot of people that are not. But
if somebody wants an estimate, what should they do?
Well, I encourage people to go to our website, theloyalhandyman.com, or our Facebook page under the Loyal Handyman General Contracting. Give me a call here at the office. We can discuss the project and, you know, see if it's a project we want to take a look at. And, you know, we'll set something up to get together once this quarantine breaks.
Sounds good. Tim, thanks for the visit. Appreciate it.
We appreciate the call.
Thanks, buddy. Tim Horsch, the Loyal Handyman. But they do a lot more than handyman work. They do it all at the Loyal Handyman.